Okay, so I was a young professional living in the city of Chicago through the 2010s, and I'd say anyone that was my age in Chicago knew at least one, more likely two or three people that worked at Groupon. They worked at a big building along the banks of the Chicago River, and they would brag of a stock price that debuted over $500 a share. Groupon. Over time, I think a lot of folks know that story has changed. A lot of my friends that worked there don't work there anymore. That vast building, well, it's still there, but Groupon's not there. And at one point, the stock price from $500 a share down to less than $5 a share. And if I'm being perfectly honest, I have to admit, I wasn't exactly sure that I knew Groupon was still a thing and still had a presence in Chicago. Well, they do. And that stock, by the way, is up over 120% over the past year. Mike Tapelli is here. I hope I didn't offend you, Mike, because I know you've worked at Groupon.
Not at all, John.
A long time.
Not at all, and thanks for having me.
It's quite a comeback story, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I was one of those funky young millennials that you knew in 2010. I started at the company as a temp in our customer service call center, like a lot of Chicago grads back then. I don't know if you remember 2010.
Oh,
market
yeah.
was rough. And Groupon was this bright spot of innovation in the marketplace. We did back then have the former Montgomery Ward building, and it was buzzing. I mean, Groupon was this place with this, if you came with ideas and energy, you were going to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's always been kind of great about Groupon, and it still is our internal talent mobility. And it's the reason I'm here 14 years later. I've been in customer service, risk management, legal, now communications. So I've seen every chapter. I've seen the hype, the IPO, the setbacks. And now the story that we're trying to get out here is the rebuild.
So where are you guys located now in Chicago? Because you're still in Chicago.
Yeah. We're at 35 West Wacker, the Leo Burnett building.
Not the whole thing.
No, not the whole thing, but we do have two floors. I'll give you the short comeback story here of what happened. I mean, I'm not offended, and we aren't at all, by anyone saying, hey, the last time I used Groupon, it was 2013.
Right.
You know, I was listening to Mumford & Sons, and I printed out my Groupon voucher.
Right.
And that's not the world today, right? We have pivoted to a totally mobile marketplace. But what really happened with Groupon is the pandemic became a crisis for us. Suddenly, our global marketplace focused on local experiences, every local experience was shut down globally. So by 2023, Groupon was shrinking. It was unprofitable. And our technology was lagging behind. We actually issued a going concern, you know, a notice that we may not be able to meet our financial obligations. I want to stop really quickly and state that we are in a dark period. That notice has been removed.
That's good.
And it was removed because we spent 2024 rebuilding. We modernized our tech. We cut costs. We fixed our supply. And we've returned to positive cash flow. Go ahead.
Is that part of the reason why you're here now to tell that story so that maybe the image of what people have as their last memory of Groupon is maybe like that next hurdle to overcome to get more customers to come back?
100%. That turnaround was driven by a group called Pale Fire Capital. They're based in the Czech Republic. And that leadership team really believed in the business model. They believed in rebuilding and not just stripping us down. One of the biggest things they brought in was a culture of radical transparency. One of our company values now is quite literally radical transparency.
Well, you're proving it here tonight.
Yeah. I mean, no spin, just accountability and improvements. These are data guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the idea behind this was simple. If every team made small, consistent improvements, the company could compound real change. And now, based on our Q2 25 earnings report, it seems to be playing out that way. We've had 8 consecutive quarters of profitability. Our things to do vertical, that's anything from bounce houses to go-karts to golf cart, anything that you can take to get your kid off a screen and outside and experience something with you, that's seen 6 straight quarters of double-digit growth. In Q2 25, our North American local billings, that was up 20% year over year. International, which had lagged behind before, up 15%.
Well, is that just the experiences are coming back, or are you guys attacking is not the right word, but going after these smaller local businesses more aggressively? Like, what shifted?
Well, it's both, but it's the philosophy behind it. We rebuilt merchant trust. I think we're not shying away from the fact that before, our margins may not have been desirable for our merchants. We've worked really hard to ensure that they work for not just the merchant, not just the customer, but for us all as a long term. And we're prioritizing quality on our curated supply. You know, we say the line like, I don't need every spa in your neighborhood on Groupon, but we do want the best spa on your block with the most unique experience.
So you guys really tackle this neighborhood by neighborhood.
Yeah, we really do. Block by block, city by city.
Is it sales reps like making these phone calls, or Absolutely. Is it a lot of businesses coming to you, or a little bit of both?
It's both, but we are rebuilding our sales force. Look, we say internally, look, we're a 16-year-old company, but we need to act like it's day zero. So we did reopen in the Obernet building about a year ago with two floors, and it's buzzing again. It's filled with new faces, these Gen Z sales reps and finance teammates fresh out of college or their MBA program, along many of us, you know, no longer funky millennials, but right. tired parents
right,
who,
right.
who know what it means to have a value with your family.
Do you still have, I mean, is Groupon still in a bunch of different cities too? It's not just Chicago?
Absolutely, okay. And we're still global. And with our new leadership team, I think it's more cohesively global than ever. This is still a work in progress, mm-hmm. and we still have work to do, and we're very transparent about that. But what we're building is truly a marketplace that works for everybody.
I'm getting texts from people wondering if you're hiring. I mean, seriously, I mean, I think that it still has a name and a cachet, and you know, I'm not to put you on the spot. You can let people know or have them go to the website, but I mean,
we are hiring. Go to Groupon.com/jobs, and specifically, we're hiring our sales team in Chicago. This is a 10 to 12 week program for salespeople. Mm-hmm. That may seem long, but it's because this is now a full sales cycle team. The reps are working directly with local merchants across North America, from first outreach through closing the deal, not just appointment setting.
Okay, I got to ask, because we got to go, but I want to have you guys back again, because this is an interesting story to me. How do you scale up from here? Because I imagine some of the cost-saving measures are getting rid of a lot of overhead. If you're losing money as a company, you got to scale down. You go from a giant building, you go to two floors. Is this still something that can scale up and be big?
Absolutely, because the model and our bets are on scaling local at the same steps. We started with Chicago and New York. Look, Chicago remains our U.S. hub and our heart, and that's where we started this. But we're expanding. You're seeing more reach in L.A., New York, and internationally, we're seeing that in the U.K. Madrid, Barcelona are huge markets for us. So we're taking the philosophy of block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city. We started from Mokena to Mundelein. Now we're going to go from Chicago to Madrid.
Okay. All right, Mike, we're just starting this chat because we got to go tonight, but I got to have more follow-up with you because it's a fascinating turnaround, and to see the stock price going up is great, but that's not the whole story. Stock prices are not the whole story of what's really happening, and if you're expanding like you're expanding, I'm interested in that. Let's chat again soon, okay?
All right, thank you for having me, John.
And the website one more time?
Groupon.com or Groupon.com/jobs.
So if you haven't tried it out in a while, maybe go check it out, see what they've got offers. Obviously, if you know the story, it's a lot of local experiences at a little bit reduced price, or maybe a lot reduced price, for you to experience some things. But we got to run for right now. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you.